It's time for our cancer series here as well. And the 100 types of cancer, they come by a ton of different names, carcinomas, sarcomas, lymphomas, leukemia, tumors. You know, we're probably vaguely familiar with those terms, but also probably well acquainted with someone who knows of them all too intimately. That's cancer. That very word, I think, raises emotions in us because it has affected us not on a 2-degree of separation level, maybe also so personally that you have fought cancer or you are fighting cancer. But I think we all know and have family members who have fought cancer, some successfully. There's more and more of that going on, but also, I mean, it's a big part of our healthcare question. It's not 60,000. It's 600,000 Americans are expected to succumb to cancer this year. That includes 2,100 Montanans. And it's particularly hard in rural America and in our Native communities. Contracting cancer, if you're a Native American compared to a Caucasian, 1.5 times more likely to pass away from that disease. And then cancer mortality rates in rural areas are higher, too, compared to urban areas. And that's a lot of it because of, you know, cancer can be prevented, too. There are new preventive measures, treatments, early detection. We're a little bit behind that eight ball in rural areas. I'm going to come on back and continue our Montana Cancer Votes candidate series. And with questions on rural health care, Native American health care, with the two major party candidates vying for Montana's Senate seat, Democrat Steve Bullitt and Republican Steve Daines, here on Voices. So we're going to take a look at cancer in more detail next week. What is going on in rural America? How can we help our Native Americans? How can we help ourselves? That will be a show that I think we have lined up for Friday of next week. And with members of the American Cancer Society Action Network, this series here is brought to you in part by Cancer Votes, a project of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. And you can just go to cancervotes.org for more information. We are on day three of the series and have two questions each for the candidates to roll through as I've introduced them throughout the week. Steve Bullock will go first here in the series today, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, two-term Montana governor, a native of Helena, Montana, was born and raised there. And the first question regards rural health care. Montanans in rural areas are often diagnosed with cancer at later stages, which have worse survivorship outcomes. They face unique challenges to cancer care, including workforce shortages, long travel distances, lack of access to specialists, insurance obstacles, and less clinical trial access. If elected, how will you address the challenges of rural cancer care? Steve Bullock.
Preserving and improving healthcare access in rural communities, it's essential to keeping Montana's small towns thriving. Even before COVID, 20% of rural hospitals in the country were at risk of closing. In my time as governor, we haven't lost a single one. That's in large part thanks to Medicaid expansion, which we were able to secure by bringing Republicans and Democrats together to get it done. It's not only expanded health care to 90,000 Montanans, helped keep the doors of our rural hospitals open, and helped keep health care much closer to home. As senator, I'll fight all attempts to repeal or sabotage this health care expansion. I will also work to cut the red tape that too often has blocked access to telehealth services, and make sure that rural communities have the broadband they need to make telehealth work. Through initiatives I've supported as governor, like Project Echo, folks in rural areas are able to connect remotely with medical specialists that they'd otherwise have to drive or fly hundreds of miles to see. As senator, I'll continue supporting efforts like these to expand access to specialty medical treatment like cancer care through telehealth.
Democrat Steve Bullock will stay with the Democratic candidate and talk about health equity for American Indians. American Indians are the largest minority in Montana, sir, with a life expectancy 20 years less than non-Indians. Cancer is a leading cause of death. Obstacles to cancer prevention and better outcomes include, but are not limited to, lack of access to health insurance, doctors, transportation, and healthy foods. If elected, how would you advocate to increase health equity for American Indian people?
As governor, I've been committed to working in partnership with our tribal nations to improve the health of Montana's Native people. Medicaid expansion was crucial for Native Montanans, not only by improving their access to health care, but also by strengthening the healthcare providers who serve Native communities. But there's a number of factors that contribute to the health disparities that we know affect Native Montanans. That's why I established the Office of American Indian Health to tackle exactly this issue and signed a bipartisan bill into law to expand the use of community health workers in Native communities to improve access to and quality of care. In the Senate, I'll continue to be a strong voice for Native healthcare priorities. I'll push for a national strategy to address the health disparities that are hurting Indian country. And I'll work hard to fully invest in this chronically underfunded Indian Health Service, which is the core of access to health care for Native Montanans throughout the state.
Democratic candidate Steve Bullock. Now to the Republican candidate. That is the incumbent, Senator Steve Daines, a fifth-generation Montanan. And he was raised, grew up right there in Bozeman, Montana. Went to school at Bozeman High School and also Montana State University. Senator Steve Daines, the first question on rural health care is that Montanans in rural areas are often diagnosed with cancer at later stages, which have worse survivorship outcomes. They face unique challenges to cancer care like workforce shortages, long travel distances, lack of access to specialists, and insurance obstacles and less clinical trial access. If elected, how will you address the challenges of rural cancer care? Steve Daines.
Well, something I do when I've been serving in the United States Senate and when I serve in the House was to travel to every one of Montana's 56 counties every 2 years. So I've been all over the state many times, about every nook and cranny of Montana. And living in a rural state like Montana, telemedicine and broadband connectivity is absolutely critical. It allows folks in every corner of our state to receive the treatment they need. I'll continue supporting these federally qualified health centers that do provide critical care for cancer patients, for survivors, and those diagnosed with cancer all across our state. I'm also going to work to ensure cancer patients in rural areas have access to the latest clinical trials through the support for the National Cancer Institute's Community Oncology Research Program, which has supported clinical trial work right here in Montana.
Senator Steve Daines, the question now is about health equity for American Indians. American Indians are the largest minority in Montana, with a life expectancy 20 years less than non-Indians. Cancer is a leading cause of death. Obstacles to cancer prevention and better outcomes include, but are not limited to, lack of access to health insurance, doctors' transportation, and healthy foods. If elected, how would you advocate to increase health equity for American Indian people?
It's just a sad reality that far too often our tribal communities are some of the most vulnerable in our societies. I'm a member of the Senate Appropriations and the Indian Affairs Committee, so I'm continuing to work to improve the efficiency and the quality of care at IHS, Indian Health Service. And especially during this pandemic, I mean, looking at the stats in Montana, the mortality rate is five times that of the greater population in Indian country. So I've been working to ensure that IHS receives funding to help support Indian country. I've also expanded telehealth access across our IHS facilities for tribal members. Additionally, we're prioritizing and provided funding for drug treatment and prevention, something critically needed in Indian country and something I've been proud to get done for our tribal members.
That is Senator Steve Daines, and that concludes today's series on Montana Cancer Votes. Back with more in a bit.